there you stand between the dream of two gazelles, breathlessly questioning the poem. Poem, dressed in olive branches and cracked happiness, surrounded by seasons of sleepless nights, staring at the dusty walls of cities we have lost. Poem that loses its address, or that the address loses, both in either case, awaiting the return of those returning, not today, not ever. Poem that wishes it could remember if the clouds split in half, the day the soldiers marched in our villages, towns, houses, dreams, and future. Remember the crumbling of prayers. Remember the gap between hands which held all that the poem was too weak to hold. Remember when the horse's secrets surrendered, when we trespassed ourselves. Poem, I ask you why. Does the street have a name I can't pronounce? Does our vocabulary invent us? Our accents resent us? Must we come to a halt and try saying our name without feeling? Try praising our poets without fearing? Poem is exile, a guest made of stones, a thin line between our voice and heaven's throat. Poem, are our memories filled with pale notebooks, fading paint, falling walls? To understand this place, must we understand its howls? To understand its howls, must we understand its verses? To understand its verses, must we understand agony? Poem, the murmur of rivers in your curved chest, the leaves in your swaying arms, the sundering roof, the fields of wings, the dagger and the storm everywhere inside of you. Poem, when will your words made of earth, your grotto of milk, your wheat fields, monasteries, synagogues, crosses and coffins stop stitching miles of bones, stop broadcasting itself on the radio? Poem, you stand between the dream of two questions, awaiting the day you will unfold yourself, like prayers unfold themselves from tongues. You continue to stand, weep, and celebrate as if you were written perfectly.